Collaboration is the word in Cornwall, where businesses come together to share skills and come up with products and services which individually they might not have been able to achieve. Partner to Succeed is the organisation pioneering this and bringing in quite a few interesting training organisations such as Competitive Edge, which is run by Tom Wyness. Now, you're being brought in to do what with these businesses that want to collaborate?
We spend an awful lot of time actually going out and engaging with businesses, a lot of range of different sizes of businesses, to very small one-man bands, right the way to people who've got established long-term businesses. Sales isn't an easy thing to do. Using it in a broad sense, we talk about sales, business development, and marketing. What we find is these organisations, a lot of them have their own unique selling points, and these unique selling points work well with other organisations. So a collaboration approach means that they can actually do one of two things. One of which is they can actually add their products or services onto someone else who's actually very similar to themselves and market out to their client base collaboratively. What this provides organisations is the opportunity to broaden the service offering they're able to give to customers and actually create a broader, more accessible product or service, which actually helps with client retention and relationship building.
I suppose essentially what this comes down to is not every individual business person or not every company has the skills necessary to do everything. And when it comes to expanding, you need to bring in new skills, don't you?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And it's not just skills, it's resources as well. So let's be clear. You might have an organisation that's very good at interacting and PR and developing themselves and putting themselves in front of customers. And you might have an organisation that's not so strong in that area. What you might be able to do is bring a collaboration together if they match well together to utilise the skills that they have together in order to move it forward. But resources is another very, very important area. At the end of the day, a lot of smaller organisations don't have the level of resources as a big organisation they might be competing with. So being able to bring together resources in order to sell, PR, market, business develop their organisation, what you can actually do is access larger markets, larger client bases in a collaborative approach and offer a broader range of services.
Okay, so let's get a good example. What would you say is a good example of what we've seen already in Cornwall?
Absolutely. Well, we've had a range of different collaborations. One that springs to mind is we've got a surf organisation. A gentleman actually puts together surfboards. In talking to him, his exact skill is design and development of surfboards. It's not PR and marketing, which I'd actually expect. However, we also have an organisation involved with our collaboration club whose expertise is PR and marketing. What we can actually do with that collaboration is actually give products to the PR and marketing company to actually go out and promote and produce a brand. And it's the brand that they're actually looking to produce for the PR company, but it also gives the surf company an opportunity to piggyback on that in order to access clients.
And I suppose, actually, when you look at it, this whole collaboration club with Partner to Succeed is your doing it yourself. We've got Competitive Edge, we've got Code Solicitors, all collaborating.
That's absolutely right. We're all here trying to build people's businesses. That's what we want to do. We want to build these businesses up. We want to bring in money from elsewhere to make sure that Cornwall businesses are having opportunities. So yes, the collaboration works right the way across the board. I actually am able to work with organisations to develop their sales and marketing. Code Solicitors are actually able to support them on their legal matters. It's all about supporting our businesses and getting them to be able to grow in the way that they want to grow.
I suppose you also got to monitor and mark that growth. How do you assess what growth is good? How big is good growth?
Absolutely. I'll be fair, it's different for different organisations. It's absolutely the case. We have an awful lot of what we call lifestyle businesses, and what they want to do is actually maintain an income. We have an awful lot of businesses that do want to grow larger and larger. As a sales consultancy, we actually have tools in place where we can actually monitor what they're doing in terms of their performance, how much they're earning, and we're actually able to identify from that how we can actually improve that in time. So it's each to their own, essentially.